Creator is permanent. So creation is permanent. God is creating the universe, not was creating or has created. That's why we describe it like what? You remember that story? Like playing with the tasbih, rosary, right? We believe, I imagine that God is creating the universe like that, and we let it fall. It will fall down to non-existence. Again, from the palm of hand, out of non-existence, he brings another one, and another one, and another one, right? So, and it's not a closed rosary. He creates and lets go, and it will vanish. What's the purpose of this imagination orb? To realize that there is only one single being over there, the one he is creating. The rest is nonsense. And that is now. This is the moment that he is touching the moment. Therefore, this moment is. And God is creating it. And we let go of it. It will go away. Suddenly he felt sad. He said, no. Another one is coming. Don't miss the point. Don't think about the past. Don't worry too much about the future. Let your intelligence deal with that, because your intelligence is looking at the future. That's why it's not happy. Because it's not looking at the existence. Your intelligence never notices what you have. The shortcoming is the goal of that, because that's the role it plays. But you, as the spirit, should realize that creation is permanent. And with this breath, I'm in it. He is touching this moment. Why should I think about another moment? The past? The past, he didn't like it. If he wouldn't like it, he would have kept it, right? So it would not move. And the future is not here yet. But look at this moment, that we are in the hand of Creator, being created from. This is how it works. That's the permanent rain that he was talking about. Again, he will explain it some other way. He says, in this story, there are two kinds of rains. One is the existence, yes. The kindness that is coming every single moment. You could, of course, sit down and feel very sad for missed opportunities. And by that, miss the existing opportunity as well. Or you could enjoy every single moment. Okay. How are you going to see it? How? A part of it is visible, everybody sees. A part of that, there is an invisible rain. Why? Because that rain, like other kindness, is not limited in this jar of this physical existence. It's more than that. How are you going to know about that other one? I said, there is one way to see it. If your intelligence will put her head under the cape of the Prophet, then you could see it. When your vision is surrendered to your spirit, spiritually, you could see that rain, but only then. Here again, we have the intelligence as the wife of Muhammad. And Muhammad will say, the trick is my cape that is covering all, because in all that stories, when somebody is kind, the grandpa normally has a cape to cover everyone, to bring the family together like that. The sense of protection. Every child scared from something will hide under the either the chadur of the mom or cape of the father. Here, Prophet is the spirit. Who is this Prophet? You tell me, who is the prophet here? Remember, at the beginning of this paragraph, we were talking about the camel and the driver, the donkey and Messiah on top of it. He said, you have two parts, right? Okay, this camel of you is the camel of your intelligence, because your body belongs to your intelligence. But there is the prophet of it. And he said, if you don't see it, and we find it, and you, the connection, take the salt, you will be good. Anyhow, your intelligence should surrender to your spirit, then you will see that dream I'm talking about. Let's hear it.
The story of Aisha made God be well pleased with her, how she asked Mustafa, on whom be peace, saying, it rained today. Since thou wentest to the graveyard, how is it that thy clothes are not wet? One day Mustafa went to the graveyard. He went with the bier of a man of his friends. He made the earth so that it filled his grave. He quickened his seed under the earth. These trees are like the interred ones. They have lifted up their hands from the earth. They are making 100 signs to the people and speaking plainly to him that hath ears. With green tongue and long hand, they are telling secrets from the earth's conscience.
No, before getting difficult, what was this all about? You see, the story we know is the story of the rain and intelligence and that. But at the beginning, Mustafa will go to graveyard. Is that a coincidence? Our harp player is in graveyard, right? Waiting for this. Why don't we go there to do what? To plant. He's going with the cadaver of a fellow to plant it like a seed. This is, again, he was talking about, they are around you and they are here for you, the saints, the peer, the Quran. They're all here because this is some inherited stuff. These are your link with the prophet and the bomb. Find that and said, this is the same action. He's putting that gone. Why? Because everything is about the growth. He said, look at these trees. These trees are coming out of the earth, opening their arms to the sky, to give you a hint that, look at me, from that dark place in the earth, I come out and I face the sun. So could you come out from that physical existence, the piece of clay that you are, you could grow and come out of it and open your arms towards the sky. They give you this hint. Who will get it? Some people get it, some don't, because some people are looking somewhere else. Yes?
Like ducks that have plunged their heads in water, they have become peacocks, though they were as crows.
Means they were crows. Crow is that nasty stuff we talk about later. It's black, it's dark, it's eating the garbage, it's a thief, it's a bad bird. Later we recognize it as a thought, as kind of thought. The other one is the peacock. Peacock is what? Is a celebrity. It's a show off person that is trying to show off itself, but at the same time it's beautiful compared to that crow. So the crow could be transformed to this peacock. Means everything could be transformed. Everything could and would has to change. This is what the time is all about. That's why we hear about the creation and the permanency of it, and every single moment, because he will create a new one.